There's an army that is rising out of dry bones. Clover Budding Jairus, a home of encounters, transformation, and miracles by the power of God. A place where rooted, rugged, and dogged generous are raised. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onisher. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook at Clover Budding Jairus Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated. On Instagram and Telegram at Clover Budding Jairus Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. Sit back and listen as the president of our ministry, Pastor Victor Onisher, bring forth God's words.
Father, we give you praise for this afternoon. It's always a privilege to kneel behind the podium. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you, Father, for what you are set to do in today's service. Thank you, Father, for the encounters that you are bringing our way. Lord, I plead with you that let the gate of encounter be opened this afternoon. As it spake, the Spirit entered into me. Lord, let it become Pentecost for everyone here. Transform our lives and our destiny. Breathe upon your word. Let the next voice that your people will hear, let it be the voice of Jesus through my mouth. It's a vow, it's a commitment that all the glory belongs to you. Take over the stage now. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now take your seat in God's house as we begin to lay foundation this afternoon. Hallelujah. Now, to your left, to your right, shake the hand of your neighbor. Just welcome somebody to God's presence. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, we are on our series on vision. Vision. And today we are going to be tying up the matters of vision. So, today we are going to be looking at the prophet of vision. The prophet of vision. The book of Habakkuk, Habakkuk 2, verse number 1 to 4. Habakkuk 2, verse number 1 to 4.
Habakkuk 2, verse number 1 to 4.
Yes.
And I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision.
Write the vision.
And make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
The Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Our aim this afternoon is for all to understand the benefits of vision. For all to understand the benefit of vision. Now, let's do the definition of term. Let's look at the word prophet. The word prophet talks of benefit. The word prophet talks of benefit. The word prophet talks of usefulness. Usefulness. So we're looking at the benefit or the usefulness of vision. So, what is vision? In our previous study, we have seen four definitions. So, I bring the fifth one your way this afternoon. Vision is the picture of your future. Vision is the picture of your future you have captured so that you can structure the future and future in it. Vision is the picture of your future you have captured so that you can structure and future in it. If you are here, say amen. Now, from that definition, there are three important words that I want to lay emphasis on from that definition. There are three important keywords I want to buttress on this afternoon. The number one word is picture. We said vision is picture of your future. So now let's look at the word picture. Now, picture talks of things you have seen in the place of prayer. Picture talks of things you have seen in the place of prayer. Things you have seen in the dream of the night. Things that you have seen in the dream of the night. Picture talks of the things you have seen in the visions of the Lord. Picture also talks of the things you have imagined. The things you have imagined. You will agree with me that every one of us here, you have dreamt a dream one time or the other. Nice dream. During that time I told us of my powerful dream that I was in US, and it was God's man Benahim that came at the airport to receive me. Mind blowing dream. Coming down from the aircraft. And it was Benahim. Oh, God's servant, Pastor Victor. And only for my alarm to ring for my prayer time, I said, this should not be a dream. So many of us, we have had one or two dreams at one point or the other. That is like God showing you a picture. Many of us, while you were praying, you saw a trance, you saw a flash. God was showing you something. You saw yourself, you heard a woman that was on the wheelchair, and you quickened the woman up. That was a picture that God was showing you. There are many of us that in the visions of the Lord, you saw where it was dedication. It was your house dedication. It was trees, mansion. And I was there. I must be there in that day. So, then they gave us the scissors. Then I told you, okay, hold it. Then we cut it. Now, all of that, what God was just trying to do was to show you the picture of the future. So we said, vision is the picture of your future. So picture talks of the things you have seen in the place of prayer, the things you have seen in the dream of the night, the things you have seen in the visions of the Lord, the things that you have imagined, you have sat down to imagine. It is all called what? Picture. Now the next key word I want us to note from that definition is the word capture. Remember that we said vision is the picture of your future. You have captured. So now let's look at the word capture. The word capture talks of snapping it and storing it in your spirit and in your mind. The word capture talks of snapping it and storing it in your spirit and in your mind. One of the things that many of us have not been able to do is to capture things. Meaning, there are certain dreams I have seen. There are certain visions I have seen. There are certain things that God has shown me about the future, which I can never forget in my life. I have captured it. I've stored it in my spirit. I've stored it in my mind. So no matter the situations around me, the picture which I have captured is plain before me. So the reason why I cannot be discouraged, the reason why I cannot pack out of what I'm doing now is very simple. I have snapped the future. I have captured it. I have stored it in my mind. Meaning, if people now begin to celebrate us and say, Pastor Victor, God is helping people in global burden bearers. So what that person is saying is not interesting here. You know why? Because the kind of crowd that God showed me, we have not even touched 1%. So because of what I have pictured, I am always on my toes. Things must move. Because of what I have pictured, I cannot go and stand on the road and say, car, moto, jam me, I'm tired of life. Because of the things I have captured in my spirit. So when you see people that are frustrated, it's very, very simple. They have not captured the things that God has shown them. So the question this afternoon, what has God shown you? Have you stored it in your spirit? If no, start storing it in your spirit. Start storing it in your spirit. Hear this. So many of us, we are the new generation that we are going to show the government what to do. We are the new generation which we are going to show the globe what to do. We are people that if God drops the money in our hands, the billions and the trillions, God knows fully that we are going to deploy it where. Because we have snapped it, we have stored it in our spirits. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Let us enter into the heart of men. What God has prepared for them that what that love Him. So no, people have not seen that dimension. That dimension is reserved for us. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. What God has for me,
what God has for me. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. What God has for me,
what God has for me,
what God has for me. Eyes have not seen,
eyes have not seen,
ears have not heard.
What
God has for me,
God has for
what
me.
My God has for me,
God has for
oh,
me.
Eyes have not seen,
not
that
I
oh,
God has for me,
what my God has for me.
Take your seat in God's house. You will need to store it in your spirit. Brother, it's not wrong for you to see those that are flying private jets today and you just saw it and you just snapped it. Say, time and chance will happen to this. Time and chance. I went to Abuja and I went to Lagos. I saw the skyscraper and I snapped it. I put it in my spirit. Victor, if God could give to this man, God can give to you. What God is doing in the life of another man is a proof that God can do it with your own life too. But you just need to snap it and what? And store it. Store it in your spirit. Store it in your mind. No matter the family you are coming from, if you can store it in your mind, then that day will break upon you. You will just enter into it on a platter of gold. Let's look at the word structure. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We said vision. Remember our definition. Vision is the picture of your future you have captured. So that you can structure the future. So that you can structure the future and future in it. And let's look at the word structure. That's the third key word I want us to look at. The word structure talks of planning and preparing for the future. Planning and preparing for the future. Hear me and hear me well. After you have snapped the picture in your mind, after you have seen the future, after you have snapped it in your mind, the next thing is to structure the future. And how to structure it? You sit down, you plan it. You plan it. So for me as a man of God, how I plan things is, I increase my prayer time. I increase my fasting life. I take our time to study the word of God and I look out for role models. I look out for mentors and I sit down under their tapes. I sit down under their videos and I read their books. What I'm doing is I am planning to enter into that vision that I've seen. If Benahim must receive me, then that means I must have what Benahim needs. I must have delivered enough that Benahim will look at me and say, ah, let me receive this man at the airport. Meaning, if I am at the point of mediocrity, Benahim will not come. For Benahim, for God to show me that dream, meaning Victor, prepare. Meaning, anybody that telling you that Victor, you are trying now, you are not trying. Compared to what I've shown you, prepare. Prepare. If I must move around countries, Victor, prepare. So, when I'm doing my dry fasting, don't pity me. Because it's part of my preparation process. Businessman and woman, as you are going early to your business, say you like money. Let me like money. I refuse to come to the face of the earth and die and become a nobody. So I have to take what God has put in my hand single. So you go there as early as possible and you treat your customers well. And heaven is looking at you and say, ah, this person is preparing for a great destiny. You are doing the investment, the wise investment, step by step. You are doing it, you are just structuring the future. A young lady hearing the sound of my voice, God has shown you time without number. You're going to get married to a minister.
Are you waiting for the day of marriage before you start preparing?
No! Ask Pastor Mrs. Precious Omiche. When God showed her about me,
she started preparing. That was what made her to go to Dunois Bible School.
I was not aware.
I told God, Lord, don't show me the woman so that I will not be distracted. So I was praying,
So when God started showing me, I said, God, stop disrupting. This thing. But she now, she saw it. And she was what? She was preparing.
Hear me and hear me well.
I am one person that I hate useless dressing. So it could have, she was wearing all of those Indomie spaghetti and all of that. Even though God is leading me, I'll say, God, please, that's not what. Oh God. You need to see one of the meetings that we invited her. She put her hat on. When she came for that meeting, I started praying in tongues in my heart. I said, God, help me, help me. Help me, you have been showing me this. She was packaged for where she was going to.
Packaged.
When I told my mom and I said, Mommy, this is what God is saying. He said, God is saying it well. He said, this one you heard God. What she was doing was she was preparing for where she was going to.
You know where you are going to? Have you started preparing?
If you must play this keyboard to touch the ends of the world, you must prepare. If you must play this drum, oh, you must prepare. I saw a keyboardist on Facebook. You see so many keyboards around. This guy will play and play and play and sleep. He put his bed there. I mean, if I'm tired, I sleep. I wake up, I continue. What he's doing is he's preparing for the future.
It's time to prepare. Tell your neighbor it's time to prepare.
That I may not be laboring like a fool.
That I may not be laboring like a fool.
That I may not.
That I may not be laboring like a fool.
That I may not.
Hear this, it is time to prepare. It's time to prepare. There's no doubt that you have not seen it. It's time to prepare. All thy days, give it to it. I told myself, until all that God has shown me, meaning God was not playing. See, this God is a God of purpose. He has so many things to do. If it's because of he was joking, he could have not shown me. He's a busy God. He's a God of purpose. So, for him showing me, meaning Victor, it's for you. Since several times I've applied so many private jets. And do you know the most fun is when it's my prayer time, the alarm will ring. Instead of the alarm to even allow me to enjoy it more, the alarm will just ring. Landed properties that were brought to me, all kinds of. Then that's when you're waking up. The different thing to be in Nigeria is a different thing to be in US. Then you are already there in the spirit. Then that's when your alarm is waking you. So I will not stop until I fulfill the things which God has shown me. Brother, please don't stop. You have seen it. Nobody has seen it with you. So you continue running with it. The reason why the other person is not running is because God has not shown him the things he has shown you. The difference between you and your neighbor is what God has shown you and he has not shown the other person. Because of he has shown me, I will run with it. I will run with it. So what are the prophets of wisdom? Just five for this class. Then we'll go into the outpouring of the Spirit. What are the prophets of wisdom? What do I stand to benefit? What do I stand to gain? As I live a life of vision. What do I stand to benefit? What do I stand to gain? As I live a life of vision. Prophet of vision, number one. Vision brings order and structure to your life. Vision brings order and structure to your life. Vision. It brings order and structure to your life. A life of vision is a very ordered life. Where there is no vision, people lack discipline. A life of vision is a very ordered life. What we mean by that is, when you see a man that's full of vision, his life is ordered. His life is arranged. He doesn't do things anyhow. Look at his life. His life is organized. A life of vision is a very ordered life. Where there's no vision, people lack discipline. They do things anyhow. Steps anyhow. I was talking to a man of God. I said, the reason why you see so many ministers misbehave is very simple. They are not going far. Meaning, I knew this at my teenagehood. So when I was coming up, I refused to play games with any lady. I refused to tell any lady I love you. The first person I say I love you is this woman. Before somebody will see my billboard and see my, now imagine someone like God's servant Paul Enenche now with billboard. Then the lady say, ah, this one, now man of God be this. Where we don't do something. So when you see people misbehaving, it's a sign they have not seen the future. A man that has vision, his life is ordered, arranged, doesn't behave anyhow. So when you see people behaving anyhow, it's a sign they lack vision. They lack vision. God forbid. Then I'm playing with one or two ladies. Then they're in the crowd. Then I'm preaching on holiness. Then as I'm saying it, the ladies say, Papa, ride on. And it's... So when you see people that are not going far, you see them misbehaving. You see them misbehaving. A life of vision is a very ordered life. Where there's no vision, the people lack discipline. People become careless and reckless about life. People become careless and reckless about life. When you see a man that's careless about life, he's just behaving. They say, ah, what are your plans? He say, leave that planting. My destiny is in God's hand. He's careless about life. You see him coming back 1 a.m. in the night. He say, ah, God is protecting me. 1 a.m. in the night. He's careless about his life. See, such a one sleep through life. Morning, afternoon, evening. He's careless about life. When you see people that are reckless about life, you see them with their cars, then they are speeding anyhow. You see them on bike, then they do all kinds of things. You have one life to live, so you live it well. So when you see people that are careful with their life, their destiny, they are just careful. They are just planning their life. When you see them, their carefulness personified. Everything about them is just carefulness. While others, they are scattered, but jabberized. If you go to their house right now, you can see some things on the television. Let me not call some names. You see some things on the television. You see the shoe that they used last Sunday. You can see it on the dining table. So when you see those kind of persons, they lack vision. They lack vision. Can I go deeper this afternoon? See, when you see people, when you see their clothes, they don't even have the patience to press them and to arrange it well. Then they took it inside the... So now, before they came to the... Then, nobody this one. It's a sign of lack of vision. You go to their rooms, you see books, they scatter it. No. Mm-mm. Arrange your life. Arrange your life. Vision. Somebody say vision. Not this. Vision bring discipline to life. Vision bring discipline to life. Brother, why are you this disciplined? Say, because of I have vision. A young lady that has vision, they will not be touching you about. You know, there's something I call the sin of touching. Are you banana that they are pressing? You say, I don't like you. Which kind of thing is that? If you have vision, meaning, look looking at me, I'm a minister's wife. Looking at me, I'm a wife of a great man. So you can't touch me anyhow. You can't play with me anyhow. You can't break my heart. Where do you even see the heart to even break? I am disciplined. Where do you see the heart to break? So you not see them one relationship to another. No, no. You see they are cautious about their life. When you look at them, you see discipline written all over their face. There's no heart to break. They are disciplined. Take your seat in God's house. Vision bring discipline to life. No. See, the way we're raised to be disciplined. If you come out, people are told you are too rigid because of they were loose cannon. When you come around, they can talk anything, eat anything, lay hands on anything, eat anywhere that they want to eat. They can just see maize. Come, Rano, come. And then we are disciplined. We can't do all of those things. Awara, come. Then they, on the road, they are not disciplined. Now hear this: a man that has vision, he will go to a restaurant not to eat on the road. If he's even buying it, he gets it and go to his house and sit down with dignity and eat. Oh, that is breaking the granite. Lack of. Somebody say vision. Take your seat in God's house. Wave your hands to him. Just wave your hands to Jesus. Now hear this. Note this now. The truth is, nothing disciplines a man's life like vision. Nothing disciplines a man's life like vision. If you understand the concept of vision, your life will be disciplined. Nothing disciplines a man's life like vision. If you are not disciplined, you can never achieve your vision in life. If you are not disciplined, you can never achieve your vision in life. If you want to achieve your vision, very simple, be disciplined. Be what? Be disciplined. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 27. Look at what Paul the Apostle, look at what he said. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
Yes.
But I keep under my body.
I keep under my body.
And bring it into subjection. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
Now who was speaking here? Paul the Apostle. A man that wrote half of the New Testament. A man that came late. A man that was destroying the reason why he was born. A man that persecuted the church. Though he came late, he understood the reason why he was on the face of the earth. So he said it. He said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. In other words, I discipline my body. While I was going on the road, I saw maize and my body was saying, eat on the road. Nobody seeing you. He said, I discipline my body. He saw a lady, a fair damsel. The lady was very beautiful and his flesh was telling him, please propose to her. He said, no, I put my body under. He was putting his body in that subject. He saw a handsome guy and she said, I'm going to talk to him. I love you. Meaning a lady going to go and propose to a guy. Paul said, no, I beat my body. I subject it. Even giving him signal that you not seeing me. I didn't do it. He put his body under what? So you can control your body. You can control it. See, the flesh is not only for binding. It's for controlling. There are places you must not go. There are places we must not see you. No matter the zeal you have, then you go and sit down in the beer parlor. And you say, please give me malt. And people, the whole people that are there, they are drinking beer. They say, the Bible said, we should go into the world and make disciples of all nations. Then you are sitting down with them. Then they are drinking beer. Then you are drinking malt. You are drink before you discover the beer is telling you, won't this thing look alike? Oh, you have started it. a young lady, you're on campus, then your roommate brings a guy to the room. That's the time you carry your Bible and go to the court. Go and start prayers. Don't stay there. God, if you stay there, your heart is already polluted. You say, no, I'm a strong believer. Then they are doing nonsense. Then you're watching. Discipline your body. Brings it under what? Under subjection. Notice this. You need discipline in the following areas. You need discipline in the following areas. Anyone that wants to become great in life, you need discipline in the following areas. Number one, you need to be disciplined with money. With money. When money comes to your hand, you must handle it wisely. When money comes to your hand, you must handle it wisely. There are certain persons that as soon as money comes to their hand, they are going straight to modern market, Uruku market. And you know how they do it in modern market. As soon as you are coming, there's somebody is holding you like this. Come, please come. You say, ah, leave me, leave me. Say, no, come inside, come inside. Then if you are not disciplined now, say, I like this one. I like this one. Remember that that is all your salary that's in your pocket. Before you discover, you are bought and when you go home, you discover that you didn't, there's no food in the house. So you see people, money comes to their hand, but money doesn't stay. They lack what? Discipline with what? With money. As a businessman, you must be disciplined with your capital. Know what is your profit and know what is your capital. Know what is your profit and know what is your capital. Men of God, in ministry, you need to be disciplined with money. As you see somebody that wore Italian suit, he didn't know that it was a gift that they brought it for him. Then you begin to fetch from the ministry money and say, I must wear this one, I must wear this one. I had to advise one guy that was around us. I said, please don't kill yourself. Because me and my wife, we are feeble personified. So God brings things to us. So don't stay around us and you begin to have headache. Up a world issue last Sunday. The world issue last Sunday. No, it's not competition. Yeah, it's not competing with anybody. When money comes to your hand, you must be disciplined to know what to buy, to know how to invest, to know how to multiply the resources that came. You must be disciplined with what? With money. All the young men in the house hear this. Because God is lifting us up gradually. We have discovered that so many men, it is when large volume of money enters their hand, that's when they leave moth and begin to drink gold. Meaning this guy's salary will be 100,000, 200,000. Now, they just gave him one promotion like that. This guy's collecting 500,000. And they say, when God increase your level, some things needs to change. Level needs to change. Then it's beer palo. Then the wife that he married, no, this one. Ever beautiful till death do us part. They say, the woman is not beautiful again. Then begins to look for all these young ladies. All these Deborahs. All these Delilah. And hook himself with them. And those, they know how to, they are like, you know, this, you know, this mosquito that carries straw. Then they drink everything from him. He collects salary, they time him and they collect everything. And the man becomes useless. Wife and children in the house suffering. You must be disciplined. You must be disciplined. On the matters of money, you must be disciplined. A man was building a house for his concubine. That's how me and my wife, that's how we used to call it, concubine. For his concubine. And he had no house. Was building for a lady. What is wrong with him? Building for a lady. Him and his wife, they are in a rented apartment. But was building for a lady. Lack of what? Discipline. Lack of what? We said, you need discipline in the following areas. Number two, you need discipline with the opposite sex. Sisters, let me talk to you now before I come to the brothers. As a sister, you must behave yourself. If you don't behave yourself, before you discover, if you, I love you, brother. You don't know when your mouth has said, I love you. Ladies, hear this. All the ladies and all the women, even though you are married, you are not out of this. God, we are emotional beings. Then you are crying. Then the brother is cleaning your eye.
Don't cry again. Don't cry again. He's trying to comfort you. He's He, Holy Ghost, trying to comfort you. That when a lady is emotional, as a brother, run. That's not the time to carry on. I say, don't worry. Don't worry. God is God. When a brother is very close to you as a sister, become very careful. When you see the brother around you, just be behaving. Just be behaving. Oh God. When God showed me that this is the woman I'm going to get married to, I said, God, how will you show me? He said, the wedding is next. This is the date. I said, God, what? So if I see her, if she comes to my body, I become careful. I want a good testimony. I became careful. Pastor Victor, we are going to meet here. Let's talk on the issue of the wedding. I said, when tomorrow comes, I will tell you either I'm going to be available or not. So I will check my spiritual gauge. Either I'm in the spirit or then before we sit down, we talk. It's God giving somebody wisdom. Now, you hear our father say things like wrong packing. When the ministry is not coordinated, you need to behave yourself. The Lord give you understanding. Brothers, when you see sisters, be very careful. See, your heart should be beating. Say, are you the fear woman? Yes, so you better fear. Samson that refused to fear them. Look at what happened to him. His two eyes. That's the power of a woman. Hear me and hear me well. Sister, don't think that you are too anointed. Say, me. I am Sister Mary. Who? Like, who? The Kelsey Kuman Father. Who is going to come and try? He that thinketh is standing, take heed lest he fall. You all know. You apply discipline. You are careful. Only God knows how much discipline Mary had to place around her life for her to give birth to Jesus. Because she was not a virgin, then she would have been disqualified. Hear me and hear me well this afternoon. You need to be disciplined with the opposite sex. The devil begin to build an obstacle in your heart concerning a sister. When you see the sister, begin to behave. She greets you, don't even answer. God says the way we were raised, our father, he told us, he said, if your ministry is not in alignment, and you see the sister that your spirit is open to, and she's coming out, Brother Victor, and she's wringing her hand, you just put your hand in your pocket and boom, boom, boom. So those times they were calling me old prophet at the backside of the desert. Old prophet at the back side. So, old prophet at the back of the desert. But today modernization has come in. So you see a brother carries a sister on her leg and said that nothing. Christianity is in the heart. Calm down, brother. Your body is reacting. Don't tell us lie. It's not helping somebody this afternoon. Then you are chatting by 9 p.m. Only God knows who you are chatting with. Before you discover, have you gone for evangelism? Have you prayed your prayer 3 hours today? Have you studied the scripture? Then the next thing that will come is, have you eaten? So before you discover now, I have eaten. What do you eat? Are you his mother that you're asking all those questions? Take your seat in God's house. Is God helping us this afternoon? So be careful with what? With the opposite what? Sex. Be careful. Number 3. Be disciplined with friends. Now hear this. Friends can either make you or destroy you. Friends can either make you or destroy you. In life, when you look at people, they are either minus or plus factor. I and my wife, we have a neat way to edit our friends. We choose our friends, they don't choose us. You choose your friends, they should not choose. See, we are commanded to love everybody, but we are not commanded to befriend everybody. They ask Gospel and Bishop David Unipo, why didn't you do this about a particular man? Why didn't you send your condolence to his family? He said, we are commanded to love, but we are not commanded to befriend everybody. Everybody cannot be my friend. I speak in parable this afternoon. He refused. He said, some man of God went there. He said, it is him.
He choose who he's going to relate with. He knows where he's going.
Choose your friends. That friend that comes and you want to go for BTC, VG again. That guy came and said he loves you. So are you born again? Say, I'm born again. Then he said, where are you? He said, I'm on my way to BTC. Today again, VG. You know, remember our 1 week VG. On Monday you told me you were going to VG. Tuesday you told me you were going to VG. This VG. It's a revelation of what he's going to do when you people get married. When you carry your Bible and you're going to Bible study, say, Bible study. No, it's not I want to have time with you. Please come and cut my nails. The earlier you know it, the better it is. Be disciplined with what? With your friends. That friend that tell you, let's go out. Will you die if you go out? Remember what happened to Dinah? Just one outing, she lost it. Not twice. One! She lost it. One. Outing. She just went to see the daughters of men. Said, let's go. See, we have been caged here. You know, some of us, when we get admission outside Makurdi, say, Pastor Victor has caged us too much. Freedom! You don't know that we're helping your destiny. I told the lady, I said, I'm already married. I can't marry again. The things I'm telling you now, I'm telling you for your own future. For your own good! Be disciplined with what? With friends. People have lost millions. People have lost great destiny because of they are not disciplined with the kind of friends that they have. Your friends can either make you. If you are here, say amen. Number 4 now. Right? Okay, we said number 1, be disciplined with money. Number 2, be disciplined with the opposite sex. Number 3, be disciplined with friends. Now number 4, be disciplined in the steps you take. Discipline in the steps you take. Before taking major steps in life, inform your spiritual parents. Before taking major steps in life, inform your spiritual parents. Inform your mentors. Those that have you in heart, inform them. Those that seek your good, inform them. A lady in her old camp wanted to get married. He brought a guy to us. That's the reason why you must bring them. I insist, you must bring them. Bring them to me. Let me see them. When the guy came, I just came from my bedroom. I just came to the sitting room. Then I saw him. So how are you doing? He said, fine. I told him to sit down. So as soon as he sat down, I just saw bottles of Golda, beer, tree. My eyes were open. God was showing me. So then the next question I asked, I said, brother, how are you doing? Please tell me your walk with God. You know what he said? He called the name of his church, called the name of his pastor. That is not it. Tell me your walk with God. I gave my life to Christ. So time. I was raised under so person. Then you just called the name of your church and called the name of your pastor. Full stop. Are you born again? He called the name of his church. So I said, okay. Beautiful. You're welcome. Feel free. My daughter, I've seen him. I have seen him. So the way I was nodding my head, she knows that there's a problem. I have seen him. You are welcome. Make yourself comfortable. So when are you planning to move to the next level? And he was just saying, that's okay. So I prayed for them, release that. So I told my daughter, see me. So then I told her, you know, there's a way when a lady is in love, there are certain things you tell her. She begins to avoid you.
Papa, they don't want us to get married.
He's already married. Me, I've seen one. Oh, I will. It is better to be unmarried than get married to hellfire.
That every day you are crying. Every day the man is the Papa, that time I will not pick your call.
There was another lady in her old tent. She wanted getting married. It was text that she sent me. My traditional wedding is this Saturday. So when I saw the text, I said, the Lord bless you and help you on your journey. Then I answered amen in the text.
Before we said Jesus is Lord,
the next year, the guy ran to Lagos.
Ran away! This lady was heavily pregnant!
But where is the husband? He ran away. It was the best friend. What about your friend? Say, he didn't tell you. He's in Lagos now.
See now, the last time that she visited the tent here,
I asked her, how far? Say the guy has gotten married to an alley. Why won't he get married to an alley? It was text you sent me.
Hear this. The reason why you will need to, why you want to take major steps, inform your spiritual parents. What you cannot see, they will see. One thing that God has helped me is if I begin to worship, I can sit down and see. My wife, if she sleeps, she dreams. So when they come to us, Papa, this, then, Mama, let's pray. We pray about it. If God doesn't show her in the dream of the night, God will show me true trance and true visions. Don't come and deceive us with an NPC job. And Chevron. Say he's working in a good place. It's not the work you are getting married to. You are getting married to the man. If he's not born again, you can have everything in the house, but you are still suffering. There are people that have nothing, but they have peace of mind. Peace of mind. If you are here, say amen. Okay, point number two now. Let's go to point number two. What are the profits of vision? Number two. Vision guarantees possession. Vision guarantees possession. Vision guarantees possession. Every man's possession is at the mercy of his vision. Every man's possession is at the mercy of his vision. Note this. Every man's possession is limited by his vision. Every man's possession is limited to his vision. Genesis 13. Now I'm going to be very fast now. Genesis 13 verse 14 to 15. Genesis 13 verse 14 to 15. Yes.
Verse 14 to 15. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it.
All the land which thou seest. We are saying that a man's vision is tied to his possession. It's at the mercy of his vision. Meaning your possession in life is at the mercy of what you see. So God was telling Abraham, if you can see, I will give to you. And what is God saying to us now? If my possession in life is at the mercy of my vision, what God is saying this afternoon is, please see the houses, see the estates. If you can see it, I will give to you. Abraham, if you see it, I will give to you. But if you don't see it, I can't give to you. Hear me and hear me well. I told myself that at 30, I'll be riding a car. It's a reality. I told myself that before 25, I'll be married. I told myself before 30, I will have 2 children. I've already seen it. So sometimes when I'm praying, destiny and wisdom, that time I was not married though. I will call the name of my children. Destiny wisdom. Hold my hand. And we'll begin to go. Prophetic action. I am just seeing it with the eyes of the spirit. Is somebody getting it? Then, just that I was not married. Then I just stay at the mirror with my wife. Prophetic action. God was seeing me and said, he's serious with what he's doing. As far as you can see. So Abraham, he saw the landed properties. So Abraham, he saw the heads of servants. Abraham had 300 servants. It was because of he saw it. That's why God gave it to him. What you don't see, God can never give to you. What you don't see, God can never give it to you. I told God, my first 2 children should be sons. So destiny wisdom. So before I got married, I already have the names of my children. So even though barrenness wanted to show face, what I've already seen, I've kicked the barrenness out. Abraham, as far as you can see, I will give to you. If you don't see it, I can't give to you. Brother, after this service right now, begin to see your 4 children. Begin to see your wife. Hold their hand with the spirit. As you are praying the night, you are alone. You hold their hand. Sister, hold the hand of your husband. You hold the hand of your husband in the spirit. And just be. You go close to the mirror. And what you do is, you see your husband opening the car for you. Say, thank you, love. Prophetic action. I have seen all the Prado jeeps. I've seen all the escorts that are going to follow me. I have seen it. I've seen the cars that my ministers are going to ride. I've seen it. We are going for a program. If you don't like it, that's your business. Convoy.
Pilot 1 be at the front. Then four cars follow the pilot 1. Them are I'm at the middle. Then a longer, as far as the cars can be. Just join, let's go.
If we are doing rally in any city,
there'll be go slow.
Go slow everywhere. Siren blowing everywhere. Who are these people?
They are global bottom brothers.
What is the name of the man of God?
It is Pastor Victor.
Pastor Victor? Yes.
As far as you can what? Take your seat in God's house. Now take note of the following. Take note of the following. Number one. Vision is the vehicle for possession.
Vision is the vehicle for possession.
Now look at Genesis chapter 24 verse 1. Genesis 24 verse 1.
Genesis 24 and in verse 1.
Yes.
And Abraham was old and well stricken in age.
Abraham was old, well stricken in age.
And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
Is that your Bible? Is that your Bible? Now, if you look at Genesis, I just leave this scripture on the screen. If you look at Genesis 13 verse 14 to 15. God was telling Abraham, as far as you can see, I'll give to you. Now, Abraham was very old now. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord has blessed him with what? All things.
Meaning he saw it.
And God said, because of you saw it, take. The question this afternoon, can God bless a man with all things?
Yes.
Look at the scripture.
Bless Abraham in all things. Not some things, all things. In other words, landed property, he had it more than enough. If you talk about cars, he had it more than enough. Money in the account, more than enough.
Someone hear this now. Now, see your account now, breathing. Just see your account breathing.
See the millions and the billions. See it. There are times you carry your phone and look at your phone and say, what's the alert?
1 billion naira. Oh, that's very good. Prophetic action.
Hello, manager.
Yeah, I've seen the 1 billion. I've seen the 1 billion.
If you don't see it, God cannot give to you. Where is Pastor Victor?
Sometimes you come and ask my wife, where is Pastor Victor? Pastor Victor have gone to Turkey. And you'll be very shocked. I'm inside. He's not around. He has traveled. Then my wife will smile. Say, sit down. Let me go and call him now. The flight just landed. Come and call me.
These things, we have seen it. What you can't see, God can never give it to you.
Many of us, what we are seeing is the condition of our family. Nobody has become great in this house. This is how all of us will end like this.
No!
We will not end like that.
The spies, they went to spy the land. Only 2 men came with a good report. The other 10, they said we are like grasshoppers.
What kind of mentality is that? Joshua and Caleb, they moved one side and said, no. You guys can be like grasshoppers.
We are well able to take up the land. I say, no, we are well able.
We are well able. So vision is the vehicle for what? For possession. Take your seat in God's house. Businessmen, see the branches. When you go to high level, as soon as you reach the high level place, then begin to pray. God will give me shop around this place. You go to North Bank. God will give me shop around this place. I like this place. God will give me. Go to Urkum.
Ah!
No bigs. My own will stay by the side. See it. That's the only way God can give to you. So we saw the crowd coming. That's why we're doing prophetic action, praying, doing our vigil outside. We are calling for the people. I have seen it. They must come. As far as you can see, I will what? So the question is, can God bless a man with all things?
Yes!
But it's at the mercy of what you see. As far as you can see, I will give to you. Take note of the following, number 2 now.
In carrying out vision, never focus on what you have. In carrying out vision, never focus on what you have or what is at hand. In carrying out vision, never focus on what you have. Never focus on what is at hand.
Say, the money that we have is just something small. Just something small. Just something small. Don't focus on what is at hand. Hear this.
In carrying out vision,
Don't focus on resources. Don't focus on resources. Now, I want you to hear me and hear me well now. The truth is, what God wants to give to you is bigger than your pocket. Listen to this with an anointing on it. What God wants to give to Pastor Victor, it is bigger than my pocket. It's bigger than my pocket. Those persons that have seen the plan for this ministry. In Zion City, we are going to have a bank. The bank is going to do what? To count the money that comes into the ministry. If you go to Redemption Camp, there are banks. God's servant saw it. That a day will come. That the money, if you put 20 accountants together to count, they can't count. So when you see POS, meaning don't bother us too much with cash. Go and transfer. Vision. As far as you can see. So in carrying out vision, don't look at what is at hand. Why? Because it will paralyze your mentality. It will paralyze your mentality. Write it down. It will paralyze your mentality. If you look at what is at hand, it will paralyze your mentality. You can't think the way you are ought to think. Ah, hear me. I'll tell you the truth. I got married by faith. It was vision that made me to get married. Vision. Hey. Because my wife asked me, so how much now do we have? I said, there's money in the account. There's money. Sir, please. Just, I understand there's money in the account. But how much do we have? Be specific. That time I've not collected my savings from God's servant. So what was in my account? It was 20,000 naira. So we had the savings with God's servant. 100 plus. So I said, it's 20,000 naira. The only for her to be praying in Abuja. God told her that we should sow it as seed. As sacrifice. We should sacrifice it and so that God will supply. And God told me, I was thinking on how I've not gotten married to this lady and I want to tell her, let's do sacrifice. So when I called her, how are you doing? How's work today? How many persons have you given injection today? So we just gave some persons. It's okay. Say, nurse. The Lord help your ministry. So that's the answer. The Lord told me that we should sow that money. I said, you heard where? The question was, who are we going to sow to? Then the Lord just told us, Pastor Kola Balogu. We carried everything. We emptied it. We emptied everything. Look at the miracle. When it was 1 week to my wedding, every day it was alert. The phone was just blinking. Blinking. Because we obeyed God, emptied everything. So, people will look at, he didn't say he won't marry. What did he get? It's not what I have. It's the vision that I have. So vision was driving me. So there are people that came the first year of our marriage. You know, some of you, when you came, they said, let's go and see Papa. And you entered my parlor. Now Papa has with this. Come now. Come and see how God has helped us. Vision brought all these things one by one. Vision. Vision. I saw a brother that came. They told him about Papa. And when he came, they opened the door. I just thought the guy was just looking around. He was discovering, which kind of Papa is this? Which kind of, this house is noise and void. Darkness is upon the face of the deep. You don't even get television. You know, it was just the Spirit of God that was moving upon the face of the deep. That's something I asked my wife. Why do you get married to me? She said, you have vision. Don't marry a man that doesn't have vision. Vision will bring everything to place. Everything. Yeah, say amen. So in carrying out vision, don't focus on what? On resources. Focus on what? On vision. Now it was Rehoboam that said, I don't make my plans and budget based on my pocket or on my bank account. I make my plans based on God's pocket. That was Rehoboam. A world renounced evangelist. All the crusades you see Rehoboam organizing, say, I don't make my my plans based on my pocket. I don't make my plans based on my bank account. I make it based on God's pocket. Now the question is, how big is God's pocket? I don't know how you have seen God's pocket. So there's an economy that runs our life. It is called the economy of heaven. So plan your vision based on what? The economy of heaven. If you are here, say amen. Profit of vision number three now. Vision releases joy and hope. Vision releases joy and hope.
You have taken over.
We are moving higher and higher. We will show for glory to a nation, tribes and tongues.
We are taking.
We are taking over.
We are moving.
We are moving higher and higher.
We will show.
We will show for glory
to a nation,
tribes and tongues.
We are taking over. We are moving higher and higher.
We will show.
We will show.
For
this mountain, we are taking over.
We are moving higher.
We will show for this glory.
So
to a nation. Higher and higher,
higher and higher,
we're going to glory.
We're
going higher and higher,
we're
going to glory.
We're
going higher and higher,
we're
going to glory.
We're
going higher and higher.
We'll continue the balance in Miracle Night. Just take your seat in God's house. Vision releases joy and hope. A life of vision is a life full of joy. A life of vision is a life full of joy. Full of joy. A life of vision is a life full of joy. A man that has vision is always joyful. Because he knows that he has a bright future. A man of vision is always happy. He's always joyful. Because he knows that his future is bright. What happened when negative situation happens around him? He looks at him and smiles. He looks at the situation and he smiles. He said, this is only a stepping stone to my next level. He's not discouraged. He's not discouraged. So if you are here this afternoon and you are discouraged by the things you see, meaning your mood used to swing. You know, those persons that their mood used to swing. Just now that they are happy. Then they just tell them one news. And their face is as strong as Mazon that cannot be moved. Brother, why are you not smiling? Say, why will I smile? This guy? No. You see, I'm always excited and you will think that in my account there's 10 billion naira. Because I have seen the future. Those days, I had a shoe. And you think I have bow leg. No. The reason why the thing was like, because this side have chopped. You know, the thing has chopped. Have you what? Don't look at your neighbor's shoe. Don't. Ah! And you will see me, I'll be going for program. God is faithful. I was looking at the Italian shoe that I'm going to wear. The other day, my wife looked at my shoe and said, look at shoes. Look at shoes. Those early days when we got married, my wife had just one black shoe, high heel, then the other one was loafers. So one of the days, rain was falling. So that time we had the limousine. So she was just marching. So I noticed that she was doing like this. But she don't, said, let me not trouble this man. Let me not trouble this man. She was doing like this. It was this kind of shoe that my sister is wearing. This kind of loafers. So so when we came back, I noticed it. So I carried it and I took it. Jesus. So I went to the place of prayer. Then the Lord told me that a time will come, your wife will have more than enough. Right now, all the colors you think about is in the house. She didn't buy any of them. One of my daughter,
just saw mama and bought, it was this devil, plenty, and just carried. We need change. Let me change it.
What you are crying for today
is in your future.
Just see it.
If you can see it, have peace of mind. It's just a process. Today now you are wearing coat. The thing is very big. And somebody say you are well coated. That guy that said you are well coated, a time will come, he will say you are well suited.
People that have vision,
they are not discouraged. They are always happy. Always happy.
You see your mate.
Your mate just did his wedding. That day, brother, if you are wise, come and dance. Dance with him very, very well.
But when it's your own time,
the dance step must have changed. If it's like this, the thing has changed too.
Anybody that wants to go,
start going. I'm coming.
The sky is too big for two bears to be fighting together. The forest is too big for two elephants to be saying, give me space.
It's too big. So now shine your shine. I'm coming. Tell your neighbor I'm coming. Hear me and hear me well.
We said vision releases what? Joy and what?
And hope.
Now note this. Joy comes with strength. Joy comes with strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse number 10. Nehemiah 8 verse number 10.
Nehemiah 8 verse number 10.
Yes.
Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
The joy of the Lord is my what? Is my strength. Hear this. If you are joyful,
then that's what gives you the strength to face destiny. When you are joyful, there is strength. The joy of the Lord is what? Is my strength. So joy impacts strength to push towards destiny. Joy imparts strength to push the vision to the next level. So be always joyful. So when I look at the ministry, I'm happy. Lord, thank you for where we are now. Thank you for where you are taking us to.
I see you doing a new work in my life. Lord, I thank you for the future I see. Lord, I thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you for the future I see.
Oh, I remember, Lord.
I remember.
Can you look at
the place where you brought me from?
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
I thank you for where I am today.
So vision impacts hope. Vision impacts hope. Hope for the future. Vision impacts hope. Hope for the future.
The future is very bright. The future is very bright. Nobody's ever hopeless
who can see the future. If you can see the future, you can never be hopeless. If you can see the future, you can never be hopeless.
Prophet of vision. Number four. Vision gives focus to life. Vision gives focus to life. Vision gives focus to life. Vision gives you the reason why you sleep and wake up. Vision gives you the reason why you sleep and wake up. Note this. Vision helps a man to avoid the trap of distraction. Vision helps a man to avoid the trap of distraction. Note this. Vision gives bearing to life. Vision gives bearing to life. Vision is key to bearing a life. Vision defines life's journey. Vision defines life journey. That leads us to point number five and last now, because of our time. Vision guarantees the future. Vision guarantees the future. A life of vision
secures the future. A life of vision secures the future. The vision of today is the reality of tomorrow. The vision of today is the reality of tomorrow. The vision of today is the reality of tomorrow. Where you are today is a product of yesterday. Where you are today is a product of yesterday's vision. And where you will be tomorrow is a product of today's vision. Where you are today is a product of yesterday's vision. And where you will be tomorrow is a product of today's vision. Now, in summary, because we need to go into the outpouring of the Spirit. In summary, vision is a must if you want to enter into your God-given destiny. Vision is a must. If you want a future in the future that God has shown you, very simple. Vision is a must. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. The angel of God's presence just came in. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet, everyone. I want you to lift up your right hand to heaven. Say, Father. Say, Father.
Father.
Fill my heart.
Fill my heart.
With vision. Say, Father.
Father.
Fill my mind.
With vision.
Open your mouth as you make that your prayer. Fill my heart with vision. Fill my mind with vision. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift your right hand to heaven. Say, Father,
Father,
help me.
Help me
to always see the future. Say, Father,
help me
to always see the future. Open your mouth as you make that your prayer.
Lord, I thank you for the future. Lord, I thank you for the future.
Now lift your right hand to heaven and say, Father,
Father,
help me to run with my vision,
run with my vision.
In life. Say,
Father,
help me to run with my vision in life. Open your mouth and make that your prayer. Help me. Help me to run with my vision in life. Mighty name of prayer.
Amen.
All eyes closed, all heads bowed. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. You are in the crowd, you are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I don't just want this service to end, because after now we are going to into the outpouring of the Spirit. I want to be in alignment with God. I want the encounters that God is bringing our way today. I want to be inclusive in it. And you know that your ways are not right with God. You did one or two things within the week. And you know that Jesus is angry with you. Whatever you are, lay your right hand on your chest. Place your right hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. Place your right hand on your chest. I want to pray for you.
Someone's knocking at the door.
You know that Jesus is not happy with your life. Place your right hand on your chest. Place your right hand on your chest. I want to pray for you.
It's Jesus, 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 and he's at the door.
And this was not our hands are on our chest. I want to repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I ask for your mercy. I ask for your cleansing. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. From today, I promise to serve you for whatever and backward never. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me my sins. Thank you for accepting me. Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you've been greatly blessed. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onisha. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated. On Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. We love and celebrate you.